USDC hits. $81 billion in supply and overtakes USDT in transaction volume for the first time. Since 2019, Circle's USD coin has crossed $81.1 billion in total supply, an all-time high that surpasses its previous peak during the 2022 bull run. The milestone, reported by Cointelegraph on March 14th and confirmed by Artemis on-chain data, caps a stretch where USDC has quietly overtaken Tether's USDT in adjusted transaction volume for the first time since 2019. As of March 14, 2026, Bitcoin sits at 71,282, and the Fear and Greed Index reads 31, fear. The broader market is flat, but the stablecoin layer underneath it is sprinting. $2.2 trillion in volume against Tether's, $1.3 trillion the supply number alone, does not explain what changed. USDT still holds a larger market cap at roughly $185 billion, more than double USDC's $81.1 billion. But on the metric that actually measures usage, adjusted transaction volume, USDC has pulled ahead decisively. Year-to-date through early March, USDC processed approximately $2.2 trillion in adjusted transfers compared to USDT's $1.3 trillion. In February alone, USDC accounted for nearly 70% of the $1.8 trillion in total stablecoin transfers, handling roughly $1.26 trillion, while USDT processed $514 billion. Each USDC unit is circulating far more frequently than each USDT unit. A stablecoin with 44% of the supply is generating 70% of the volume. AI agents chose USDC, and the numbers are staggering. One of the less discussed drivers of this volume shift is machine-to-machine payments. Circle reported that 98.6% of payments facilitated by AI-based systems were settled in USDC in 2026, with over 140 million discrete transactions carried out by autonomous agents. AI agents need a programmable, widely accepted settlement layer. They do not care about brand loyalty or exchange listings. They optimize for API availability, chain coverage, and regulatory clarity. USDC is live on Ethereum, Solana, Arbitrum, Base, Polygon, Sui, and HyperEVM, giving agents the widest set of rails. Coinbase's X402 protocol already routes micropayments through USDC natively. This is not a temporary spike. As AI-driven commerce scales, the stablecoin that agents default to gets a compounding network effect that is difficult to displace. The compliance moat is working. USDC's resurgence tracks directly to regulatory momentum on both sides of the Atlantic. In the U.S., the Genius Act is moving through Congress with bipartisan support. Wells Fargo filed a trademark for WFUSD, and other major banks are circling the stablecoin market. The legislation would create a federal licensing framework that favors fully reserved, audited stablecoins, which is exactly what USDC is. In Europe, MiCA's stablecoin provisions took effect in 2024. Circle was among the first issuers to secure compliance, giving it a structural advantage as European institutions select stablecoin partners. In Hong Kong, HSBC and Standard Chartered are preparing to launch licensed stablecoins under the HKMA framework. The regulatory direction globally is toward transparency and reserves verification, which plays to USDC's strengths over USDT. Circle itself listed on NASDAQ under the ticker CRCL. Bernstein set a $190 12-month price target. Mizuho was more conservative at $120. The revenue model depends heavily on interest earned on reserve assets, which means higher rates help Circle's margins. But the real competitive advantage is the regulatory positioning that makes USDC the default choice for institutions that cannot touch an unaudited stablecoin. What the supply surge signals for crypto market Circle minted over $3 billion in fresh USDC during the first week of March alone. At that pace, monthly issuance could exceed $12 billion. Increasing stablecoin supply on exchanges historically signals capital readiness to enter crypto markets. On March 5th, $514 billion in stablecoins flowed into exchanges, up from $114 billion just 4 days earlier. This pattern has preceded rallies before. Bitcoin briefly pushed toward $74,000 in late February before pulling back. The question is whether the current fear reading, 31, and flat price action represent accumulation or exhaustion. For crypto card users, The USDC supply expansion has a direct effect. Cards that support stablecoin spending benefit from deeper liquidity and tighter spreads when converting USDC to fiat at the point of sale. Several card issuers, including Cipher and Colo, use USDC as their primary funding currency with zero or near zero loading fees.